preaching on Pentecost to the people. And the word was powerful. They were cut to the heart. What should we do? Repent, be baptized, and you will receive the Holy Spirit. And 3,000 were joined that day. In the gospel, we continue, as the church gives these to us, the whole theme of meeting. Yesterday, Jesus met the women as they were leaving the tomb. Now, John has this in his own way, but he takes Mary. And here he takes Mary as someone who, on one level, has lost all faith. But love keeps her going. And this is a lesson. This is the second of these four panels in John's Gospel. On Sunday morning, we had the Gospel when Peter and the disciple whom Jesus loved ran to the tomb, you remember. They looked in. Peter went home. John looked and began to believe. Then we have this text. Mary brought to this conclusion. The conclusion of this experience with Jesus is, I have seen the Lord. Not, I have seen Jesus. I have seen the Lord. Look where her faith has gone. Then the third panel, Jesus greets the disciples in the upper room. They were not there hanging around the tomb. They were hiding. And gives them the Spirit, breathes on them, gives them the power to forgive sins. And the fourth is Thomas coming to faith and making the most profound act of faith in the whole of the gospel. My Lord and my God. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to show us from the few minutes we have here how to enter into this teaching. The disciples went home. That's the end of the verse 10. Now, verse 11 in the same chapter, Mary stayed outside the tomb, weeping. In one way, what is there but this tiny thread of hope beyond hope? Her faith is shattered. She sees Jesus and thinks he's the gardener. What's going on there? You see, this is a lesson for what it means to believe. See, what brings us to believe is love. You see, faith is a way of knowing. But it's a way of knowing which we will to execute. I don't have to will to know that the candle's burning. It's right there. But you see, the truths of divine reality are beyond our mind. They're a gift. And we have to love that movement of God and enter into it so that we believe. The motor of faith is love, just as the foundation of love is faith. And so she stands outside weeping. She saw two angels. Doesn't say anything about her needing to hear, don't be afraid. She's not even praying. Whoever they are, where's my Lord? You see? This, by the way, the underlying image here is taken from the Song of Songs. When the bride is searching for her beloved, and she finds the guards at the gate, and she finds all that, and she's looking for her beloved. That's all she's looking for. This is a lesson. If we want to be saints, here's the way. Search for Jesus, desire Jesus, go crazy over Jesus. That's the way. I remember preaching all of this once over in Ireland to the priests. And I said, there has to be a bit of madness in us. You know, just a bit of outside ourselves, a bit of madness. We just can't be comfy, regular citizens. There's something was a kind of madness. After I finished, one of the great old Irish priests speaks beautiful Irish, spent all his life ministering to the Irish over on the Aran Islands. And he said, "You know, Francis, the word in that song, 'Be thou my vision.'" I said, "Yes." He says, "Well, the word in Irish means, 'Be thou my madness.'" I thought, wow, I got it right. So here she is with that kind of, whatever you want to call it, you see? Faith, on one level, she doesn't have it. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's talking about her Lord as somebody you can take and put someplace. If you've taken him and put him somewhere, tell me where you put him. What kind of a Lord is that? She's not logical. But there's something else going on. Now you see there are times in our life when we need this. This is a ferocious clinging to Jesus. I don't care who you are. You're my only hope. They said, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus, like the disciples on the way to Emmaus. Jesus asked her the same question, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" And he adds that. She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him and I will take him." And now comes the breakthrough. Now comes the meeting. Jesus said to her, "Mary." He called her by name. And out of the depth of his heart to the depth of her heart, there was a spark. And faith came back. "Rabuni!" And evidently then, she hugged him or grabbed him, depending on, you know. And the text says here, you see, "Stop holding on to me. Yes, I am Jesus. I am your Lord. I am your friend. I am your rabbi. Yes." But the whole relationship has to change. This is what our Lord did to Our Lady, right? At Cana. They don't have any wine. "Woman? Why so? Or your own mother? Woman?" Because he's saying, "Look, I'm Adam and you're Eve. This is the new order. This isn't just, you know, mom saying, 'You go down to the store and get some wine for these people.'" And here again, which shows us, you see, that how in our life we have to grow so that the relationship is purer, stronger, more trusting, a little bit out of it, mad. I mean, anybody thought, here we are at 7 o'clock in the morning talking about these things. Most people would think we're crazy already. We haven't even begun to live by faith. What are they going to think when we grow up? "Stop holding on to me. I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers." You know, toward the end of the psalm that our Lord began on the cross, my God, why have you abandoned me?" He says, "I will proclaim your name to my brothers." Now they're brothers. Go tell my brothers, huh? "I am going to my Father and your Father." The first time in the gospel where Jesus' Father is called the Father of all the disciples. And now they're his brothers. Because we have the same Father. Isn't this the heart of what the Holy Spirit teaches us in prayer? Abba, Father. Now we have the same Father. He, from all eternity, is the Son of God. We, by his blood, have been brought in to share in that. "I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." You see what how he's drawing her in? So Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." Not just, I have seen Jesus. I have seen who he is now that he's risen from the dead. He is Yahweh. He is the Lord. That is the church's confession of faith. If the church ever can't say that, it's no longer church. If we can say we are the greatest social institution in the world, we train our people, we have the best system of promoting those who are worth it, we're great. But we can't say, I've seen the Lord, forget it. There's no more hope for the world. I have seen the Lord. And then reported what he had told her. Now do you see meeting? And do you see again? It's all Jesus' initiative. He said, Mary. And that brought the spark. Jesus revealed himself by calling her by name. And you see, now, that initiative of Jesus is not just there. It's in us all the time, getting us ready. We don't recognize that initiative. It started when he came there to her. Right? You've heard me use the image before. It's like green wood in a fire. Looks like nothing's happening. But that fire is working and working and working till finally that wood can burst into flame. And as it were, the fire has taken the initiative from the beginning. And then that final act of initiative, Mary. That's where he is with us. Taking initiative, taking initiative. If we yield to them, they can be tiny. They can be tiny this day. Listen to him. Listen to him. You know he's coming back. And he's coming back in the hearts and minds of everybody who will receive him. And that begins by listening to him and obeying him in tiny things. He's already taking the initiative. So that one day, even if things are really tough, you will hear him speak your name. And you will be caught into such a joy, no matter what the suffering. That's the resurrection.